So you, when did Doug first get into the surfboard business? Probably in the 70s?
Well, I started out doing fins first.
Uh-huh.
That was back in the early 70s, like I would say 72, 73.
Uh-huh.
He was just getting out of high school, I guess, and he moved up here from Miami. I moved down from Virginia, so I just met him about, I didn't meet, really meet him until 75, 76.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he started a little factory down to the south end of Cocoa Beach.
Oh, that's the one Barry Dix was talking about that.
Yeah, back in the, where Mark's Volkswagen place is there right now.
Yeah, Pat O'Hare and Robert.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There.
We had all that, we had the back of that. And that's when I teamed up with him. And it was just all local guys working, and mostly it was everybody that surfed the inlet that was working for him. And,
yeah. So I know they started getting into epoxy after a while, right?
Yeah, we got epoxy right before Clark Foam closed down. Uh-huh. Greg Lohr was messing with it, and we were across the street from Greg. And this is after we moved to Indian Harbor Beach.
Oh, right. Oh, you're on Tomahawk?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we just started doing all the epoxy boards, and we just voted one day. We wanted to go full epoxy or what, so we decided to go full epoxy.
Uh-huh.
Dalo was glassing then, and it was easy. I loved it. It was easy to work with, and you had plenty of time to do what you needed to do. It took a little bit longer to build the board, put like extra day in the production, but it's all right. You just had to get the routine down and get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to go through a lot of different foams. Clark closed down, so luckily Greg and those guys were already making blanks out of styrofoam. So Doug started making blanks. We just went on from there.
So y'all were pretty much up to speed with the epoxies before Clark
had
shut
down. Oh, we were like right there. Yeah, that was it, 'cause everybody else freaked out. Mm-hmm. But nobody had nothing to go to. And Greg and Larry Pope, those guys were, they knew Clark pretty good, so they kind of knew it was coming.
Right.
And Greg already, and Greg being who he is, he's always trying new stuff. So we already had 2-3 years ahead of the ball. I mean, when Clark closed down, everybody freaked out, no blanks, all of a sudden. We got to keep on making boards.
Yeah,
everybody else had to stop and rethink.
I think you had people from the West Coast calling you, asking what to do.
Yeah, we did. People ordered blanks from Greg. Shoot, Al Merrick, Rusty. Rusty was a big guy. Rusty's factory went full epoxy too.
Uh-huh.
One of the first ones, early ones. And it was all good. We had a good crew. I mean, you know, it was Dave Lill and Stu Sharp, myself, and Lee Gibson.
Kind of everybody got their epoxy chops down there.
Yeah, everybody pissing and moaning about it because, you know, polyester, you could just get in, do it, and get out. But epoxy had to stick around and mess with it and learn the new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, they're still building them today, so
yeah, so
it worked out fine.
So Doug got out of the surfboard business, what how many, when did
shoot, I don't even remember. Everybody grew up at once. Everybody got married and started doing their own thing and got serious, and so it never worked after that.
Yeah.
So we built a factory with all the surfers and we go surf. Anyway, I can't remember exactly what year he closed the factory down, but it was early 2000s.
Yeah. Know,
1, 2, 3, something like that, 4. And he was already starting to make boats, little boats, you know, like 2 or 3 foot long, just to test out his method. And so he just got big and made them, now he's making some of the best race boats in the world.
Yeah, I was told by Bill Tweedy, who's in the industry, that his 32-foot cat is like the fastest production boat in the world.
Yeah, it's holding, broke some records and stuff.
Yeah.
They're all epoxy, carbon fiber, Kevlar, and whatever new stuff they're finding out. But they're good boats. I mean, you know, anything Doug does is good. I don't care if I watched him do it, or I just know when Doug does something, it's good. Because he don't settle for second best, he can't sleep at night if it's not the best.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Ed. I think that's some good information there.
All right, there's tons more. I just can't think to you early in the morning.
Yeah, I understand.